Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eshet Torah. Our text is Life is Now. We're in chapter 54. How can I be certain that I will never think another negative thought? I have been asked a number of times, how can I be certain that I will never think another negative thought? This is an easy question to answer. It's impossible to never think a negative thought. Therefore, the simple answer is you can't be certain that you won't think another negative thought. And if you insist on certainty, you can be certain that your brain will come up with many negative thoughts, not just once or twice, but many times. Does that mean that I am doomed to not be happy? Some people then ask. No, it doesn't mean that you're doomed. Since some people are consistently happy, it must prove you don't have to let your negative thoughts rob you of your birthright to be happy. The problem isn't thinking negative thoughts. The problem comes from continuing to focus on negative thoughts. So it's our focus. If we keep focusing on negative thoughts, then we're going to be unhappy. Our mind has an entire stream of thoughts, and they stream. It goes one thought after the other, always. Savor the positive, the joyful, the meaningful, the spiritual thoughts, and let go of those that are the opposite. Be humble. Accept that you are a normal human being and not a superhuman or an angel, a heavenly angel. You can be a kind and warm person who others might call an angel. Accept that you are fallible. Accept that you make mistakes. Accept that you aren't perfect. Will this acceptance cause you to make more mistakes? No, it won't. It will just enable you to let go of super high, unreachable standards. Perfectionism leads to anxiety. It has to be, a perfectionist can't be happy being a perfectionist because it's always going to create anxiety. If I'm not perfect, then I'm nothing. That's what a perfectionist thinks. It doesn't lead to being perfect, perfectionism, and it's not the pathway to joy. It's not the pathway to keep growing and developing. Joyful people do think counterproductive thoughts sometimes. They do think thoughts that are incompatible with joy. But don't get stuck on those thoughts. And that's the key. Not getting stuck with the thoughts that are counterproductive. They move on to higher, more joyful thoughts. They move on to elevated and spiritual thoughts. Be joyful when you realize that you can direct your thoughts. In the present, you can choose joyful and elevating thoughts, words, and actions. And we can be joyful about that.